By the way, for those who couldn't attend the first semester, they should listen to the first 30 lectures, because we are not going to repeat them again. So either you can follow them through the net, the site, stmarcos.org, with the link of the evangelism, or you can take the CD and try to listen on daily basis for a lecture, so you can make them in 1 month period. Because you know the knowledge are additive, you can add some information after the other. Thank you Dr. Wasim for your nice lecture. The second one will be on the sacrament of baptism. It's very important for all of us to know the theology behind the sacrament of baptism, and how can you introduce the idea to the non-believers, and what do you say, what not to say, and when can you push anybody to be baptized. You know, some of the preachers may يستعجلوا in pushing the non-believer into baptism, and this is not good. Even in Egypt I have seen some of those who converted to Christianity, and actually they, as if they know nothing, they just got the idea. But we need to go the same way like the old father, the forefathers of the church. They had their program of catechumens. You call it catechumens. لوم الموعوزين يا جماعة, catechumens. So anybody accept the idea of Christianity or starting to believe in Christ, he was put in a program called the program of catechumens. It may take like from 6 months to few years, like 3 years, and were supervised by the bishop and the priests and the deacons of the church, so they can help him to be baptized after repentance and faith, as we will see. So our lecture now will be on the first of the church sacrament, which is baptism. Let's go with the passage of John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do this sign that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now look to this idea. By saying to be born again, he got it in a way, it's like to be born from his mother again. That's the meaning Dr. Wasim was saying. When you use any term, make sure that the word you use is well understood by the audience. So now our Lord Jesus Christ will explain what the meaning of being born again in Christianity is. Had nothing to do with the physical born. Unless one is born of water, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. So from the passage you can see that our Lord Jesus Christ was very accurate in saying that no one can hold the kingdom of heaven or see the kingdom of heaven or enjoy the eternal life without having born again from the Spirit and water from heaven. So you know, our goal in preaching is to help people to get baptized. This is one of the major goals before our eyes. We preach, we help them to repent, we deliver the information about the gospel and the story of Christ, we help them to understand their mission in life, but lastly we aim at helping them to get baptized. So never forget this. And you know, this is a major difference between our preaching as an Orthodox church and other denominations. For some of the Protestants in preaching, they just help them to accept faith, to just believe in Christ. And then they were considered Christian just by saying, I believe in Christ. This is a major difference here. No, they are not Christian until they are baptized. So this is one major point we should be clear in this. And you can see from the passage also that our Lord said it in two different ways. He said for the start, no one can do, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And after the second question of Nicodemus, he said again, unless one is born of water and the Spirit. So there are two ideas, born from heaven, born again, this is the first idea, and the technique or the mechanism of being born again is by the water and Spirit. So although they may look like having the same meaning, but they include two different meanings and on the same idea. To be born again, you need to be born again to get the eternal life, and this you can have through the sacrament of baptism by the Spirit and the water. The first idea I have to clarify that the requirements of getting baptized, we have to have two main requirements before baptism. If you have an unbeliever, you are talking to him, you are spending time together, you start to read the Bible, you had some Bible study with him, he started to believe in all things, he believes in Christ as God, he believes in the Trinity, now he believes in the good new life, he believes in eternal life, okay. But you have to make sure that he is repenting his old life. Before baptism, he should enjoy repentance. This is very important in our preaching program. We cannot push anybody to be baptized without real repentance. And in this, there should be some change in his life, in his behavior before getting baptized. If he has like relations with, extramarital relations, he should stop these relations. If he is lying or living with a lie, aish bekidba, he should repent this. So you should see the signs of repentance in this man before the baptism. Because if you push him to be baptized and he did not repent enough, he will, underestimate the gift of baptism. He will never struggle for the new life properly because he got it easily. He could see that just immersing in the water and getting out of the water, now he is Christian, but he did not change. He is still smoking and drinking and living in a bad relations, and so this is not our aim. So the requirement before baptism, it's very essential to help him to repent. And this may take a few months or even years. But as a servant, as a preacher, you are helping him to repent. You are pushing him to enjoy the relation with God through praying, through repentance, even before getting baptized. So this should be clear, okay? The second point is faith. The second requirement, that they can never be baptized without real Orthodox faith. So you should revive their faith. You should ask them, and this is, up to this moment, we have it in the order for Taqsil Ma'mudiyya. We ask the guy coming to be baptized, do you believe in the God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit? Amen. Do you believe in Christ as Savior? Yes. Do you believe in His death and the resurrection? Do you believe in the eternal life? Do you believe in the church with the sacraments? And he should, you know, confess his faith out loudly before getting into baptism. And if he is like a child, his ishbin, his mother or whoever, will confess the faith for his sake. So this is the first important point. We need faith and repentance before baptism. The second point, in a program of preparing the catechumens, the program of catechumens, you have to explain the Christian belief. There was a famous father, forefather, one of the old fathers in the church, called Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, from the 4th century. He was very famous of this program. He put many sermons for the catechumens, specific for the catechumens. A few of them to explain baptism before getting baptized. Few of them explaining the Orthodox faith. Few of them about repentance. Few of them about the church order, because they will be one member of the church. So you have to teach them many lessons before getting baptized. And this is actually your role afterwards. Wherever you go, you will preach the word of God, and if anyone will accept the word of God, you will have like a program of catechumens, how to help him, to develop him into the level of getting baptized. Okay? So explaining Christian belief, that's actually part of our program, that we explain Trinity, the Holy Trinity, we explain the resurrection, we explain incarnation, and how can you explain it? Because this is part of the program for catechumens. And you have to make sure that he really accepts the Christian belief. You know, for the Asian non-believers in Asia, they may believe in Christ as God, but still believe in other gods. So you have to make sure that he is the only God and no other gods in their life. Because you cannot help them to be baptized and they still believe in other gods. Although he can say, I believe in Christ as God. You understand the idea? So this is cultural differences. You never see it in Egypt, because most of the Egyptians are usually believe in one God. But in other countries, no. You may find people believing in many gods. So he had no problem to believe in your God as one of his gods. You cannot help him to be baptized in this case. No, he's not ready yet. He should accept the Christian belief as it is, as is. And also you help him to abandon the previous sins. And you know, there should be some sort of confession before baptism. And many may ask, how can he be confessed although he is not Christian yet? No, it's like confession of his old life before getting baptism. You understand? So there should be a confession sitting with a priest before the sacrament of baptism. Also, you should help him to know the spiritual struggle against the old life. He should start this struggle before getting baptized. It's not easy, but it's important, you know, to struggle against the culture. Sometimes the culture allows for many sins. You know, many cultures accept sinful life. So he will fight against the culture in a way. It's not easy. Just stand beside him to help him to struggle for this. You know, because we are now living in the Lent, in the 40 holy days of the Lent, Allahumma Siyam Kibir, they were saying that the program of the Coptic Church in the Lent, in the, we call it the big fast, Lent, it was all for the catechumens. If you go with the readings of the Sundays, of the seven Sundays of the Lent, you know we have 7 weeks before resurrection, and you will see how the church helped the catechumens coming to the church in the Lent period to understand all the beliefs before getting baptized in the week of resurrection and enjoy the feast with the whole church. I'll say it the first Sunday, you know, it's about the treasure. الكنز لا تكنزوا كنوزا على الأرض كنزوا في السماء. So we are teaching the members of the church and the catechumens coming. You know, the catechumens were coming to the mass, but they cannot attend the whole mass. When we come to the creed بالحقيقة نؤمن, they should leave the church because they cannot attend the part for the believers, for those who were baptized before, those who will enjoy the sacrament of communion, they cannot attend this part. But they attend actually the part of the preaching part, the gospel part. St. Paul and Braxis will Catholicon will Psalm. So the readings of the first week was about the treasure, that you are looking now for the real treasure. There are two treasures, treasures of earth and treasures of heaven. The treasure of earth is nonsense, is helpless, is nothing. So why don't you start looking for the real treasure? This is the idea of the first week. Afterwards, when he starts thinking of God and trying to look for the eternal life, he will be tempted. He will be fought with the devil power. So the second week is the temptation Sunday. The next Sunday is the temptation. When Satan came to our Lord Jesus Christ trying to tempt him. And the Son of Man, you understand? And all kinds of temptation were there at that time. And this is very important for the program of catechumens, that you will fight against the temptations around. The third week, the third Sunday, is the prodigal son. The prodigal son is the story of the Ibn Dal. So you are telling the catechumen, you are this one, you left heaven, you now away from God, and when you come to your Father God, you will enjoy his love and his kindness, you will enjoy forgiveness, you will enjoy the kingdom of heaven, you will enjoy the sacraments. So these were part of the program. You understand? As if the church gave us how to make a program for the catechumens. I should speak with them about the kingdom of heaven as a treasure. I should speak with them about the struggle against temptation. I should teach them how to repent, how to go back to my Godfather. And you know, the other three Sundays, the next three Sundays, the fourth one about the Samaritan, the fifth about the man who were sick 38 years, المخلّع يعني, and the sixth Sunday was the man born blind. You can see clearly in these three stories the idea of the water. Can you see it? The Samaritan woman, our Lord Jesus Christ was talking about the water, and there are two kinds of water. She seeks the usual water, and he is speaking about the living water. Also with the mkhalla, he was living beside the water, and when the water is moving, he can get his healing and his new life. So with the moving water, with such a living water, he can enjoy his new life. And with the blind one, our Lord Jesus asked him to go and wash his eyes, so eyes were created. So he now sees things differently. He is a new man. You understand? So the three successive stories help to understand the idea of baptism for the catechumens. You got it? So the first three Sundays, what do we mean by being Christian? What's your treasure? You are tempted, but you should fight against temptations, and you will enjoy repentance for your life. And the next three successive Sundays, you will get the idea, what is the benefit of this holy water? How could you start a new life by just enjoying the living water or being baptized with the Spirit and water? You know, the seventh one is the Sha'anin, is the one for the triumph or for the victory. So you enjoy going with Christ inside Jerusalem, saying Hosanna, as if you conquered evil and now you are ready for dying with Christ and being raised with Him. Also, we should teach anyone what is the sacrament or the secret behind the sacrament of baptism. This is the idea of dying and being raised. This is very important. What do we mean by immersing anybody inside the water? We should teach him. Now we are getting inside the water, we are dying with Christ, and while dying with Christ, we will get our old life out of us, and we will get the new life out from Him. And so, getting out of the baptism, now we are raised with Christ. It was clear in Romans chapter 6, therefore we were buried with Him through baptism. Very clear. Buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. So we are getting our new life by baptism, and this is very important and very different doctrine from other denominations. They believe that the new life you can get just by praying. No, in our Orthodox faith, we are getting the new life from the baptism, the sacrament of baptism. You are getting the new life with the Holy Spirit taken in the sacrament. Also in Colossians, it was written that buried with Him in baptism, again the same, look to the verb, the same verb. حتت مدفونين ها الدفن buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead. Also in Galatians chapter 2, I have been crucified with Christ. If you ask St. Paul, when did you get your crucifixion with God, with the Lord, when did it happen? He will say clearly, when I was baptized by the hand of Hananiah. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live. I means the old life, soul. But Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. So this is clear in the New Testament, the baptism, the power of baptism enforced the new life inside you. Also, it's important to understand and to teach that the baptism is a necessity for salvation. You know, in some of other Christian denominations, they consider baptism as like a sign. It's not very important in salvation. You can enjoy the power of salvation and being saved with Christ just by believing in Him. This is different from our doctrine, our belief as we receive from the forefathers all along 2000 years now, that baptism is a necessity for salvation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Why he said he who does not believe, and did not say he who is not baptized? Because simply, if he did not believe, he will not be baptized. So he started with the belief. because he was talking about the adult life at that time. You understand? So he who believes and is baptized will be saved. But who does not believe definitely will not be baptized and will not be saved, so he will be condemned. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven." So this verse is يعني حاجة كده صريحة قوي against any other ideas. Also in St. Peter, the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 3, was written, "Who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah." He was explaining the idea of Noah and the ark and the salvation of that generation. The meaning of salvation related to the ark of Noah. "While the ark was being prepared, in which a few," that's eight souls, number eight, "were saved through water. There is also an anti-type which now saves us." Look to this. I was one day talking to a Protestant preacher, and he was saying that baptism is just a sign, we do not need baptism for salvation. And he was mentioning this sentence, that it's just an antitype. He was saying like antitype is an example, so it's just an example or sign. I said to him, look to the sentence carefully. It was saying, this antitype, which is the baptism, now saves us. So baptism saves us. So you cannot say now anymore that it's just a sign or an example or an antitype. And even if it is an antitype for the Ark of Noah, but actually the action of saving related to baptism. Baptism is not the removal of the filth of the flesh. It's not, like washing your body easily, but the answer of a God conscious toward God. Good conscience toward God means that you accept the belief in Christ by your conscience, and you are trying to get the new life to help you to enjoy the new life by repentance. So it's a continuous request of the Holy Spirit to your conscience. Do you accept the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you accept the new life? Do you accept to repent dynamically to enjoy the new life? Do you accept looking forward to enjoy the eternal life? So the good conscience will answer these questions before God. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and this is the power of resurrection you will get from the baptism. The link between baptism and the cross. This is very important to understand. What is the relation between the cross and the baptism? Sometimes we say that salvation comes out of the cross. Jesus died for us and then we are saved. How about saying that baptism will save us? What is the relation between the two? That the cross save us without the baptism, or the baptism may save us without the cross? Actually, there is very intimate relation between the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and the sacrament of baptism out of the Holy Spirit. It was written in John 3 that our Lord Jesus Christ was talking to Nicodemus, and he said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so much must the Son of Man be lifted up." Remember that before this sentence he was saying that without being born again you can never see the kingdom of God, in the same chapter, just few verses before. And then he explained it by saying, you should be baptized by the Holy Spirit and the water to enjoy the eternal life or the kingdom of heaven. And now he was considering the idea of the cross. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, you remember the story of this servant, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So the baptism comes after the cross. That one who is getting baptized, he is looking to the cross. He is believing in the crucifixion of God. He knows the power of the death of our Lord is the power taken from the baptism. You understand? The same power of dying and raising with Christ is the power I got when I was baptized. So I will die with him, I will be crucified with him, and I will get his power of resurrection through baptism. So as if the cross is the start and the baptism is the outlet of the power, or the power given from the cross through baptism. So remind yourself that sanctification of the baptism water with the cross. You know, I'm a priest. When I'm praying the mass of the water, you know, we pray praying on the water before any baptism. I should put the cross inside the water many times and crossing the water in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It happened many times. So the cross should be related to the water. And also the last action I do when praying the mass of the water, I put the few drops of the myron in the sign of the cross on the water. So the water of the baptism is having the power of Holy Spirit with the power of the cross. You understand the idea? So there is an intimate relation between the cross and the believing the power of the cross and the power you get from the baptism. Also the relation was clear in John 13. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only he to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. Which we understand, according to the forefathers, that you are once baptized, but you are dynamically repent. So, like the first bathing, you have your wash the first time, it's for the complete body. But repentance, like the washing the feet, because you will walk inside the world, so you will get some lusts and some sins from the world. You are not allowed to go to be baptized again, you just repent again. So our Lord was clear, those who were bathed before needs only to wash their feet again. You understand? So after baptism, you are not baptizing anybody again, but just helping them to complete their repentance and their new life. Also written, have put on the new man, this happened in the baptism, who is renewed in knowledge. How come? You had put the new life in baptism, but this new life is renewing, okay? مضارع مستمر بالعربي. The verb is continuous, okay? The kind of renewal is continuous in knowledge by the word of God. You know God more and you enjoy the new life more according to the image of him. You are going forward to look like the image of Christ by more knowledge, by more repentance. You are getting closer to the image of him who created him, our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, leaving the discussion, okay, it was in Hebrews chapter 6 that some of Jews converted to Christianity and then they were going back to their old life. So for this, St. Paul wrote the Epistle of Hebrews. He was saying, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance. This is, you know, the program of catechumens in the generation of St. Paul. Foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. You know, the two main requirements, foundation of repentance and faith. Okay? of the doctrine of baptism. So these were called the doctrines of baptism, the essential doctrine you should know before getting baptized. Foundation of repentance and the idea of faith toward God. Of laying on the hands, other subjects in the program of catechumens. What is the power of laying hands now, the Myron? Of resurrection of the dead. You should believe in the eternal life and resurrection before getting baptized. فمين لازم الواحد يصدق في الحياة الأخرى قبل ما يتعمد؟ لو مش مصدق ما يتعمدش. Eternal judgment. These all kinds of belief you should accept before getting baptized. And this will do if God permits. He meant that I will repeat this course, I will make this clear again for those who were thinking to go back to their Jewish life, and to those who will start to have baptism. Also written in the same chapter, for it's impossible for those who were once enlightened. Enlightened is another verb, means baptized. Baptism in the word of God and the word of the forefathers have the meaning of enlightenment. And this comes out of the story of the blind one, the born blind, because he never saw the light, but being cured, he saw the light for his first time. So enlightenment is another term, means baptism. It's impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift, taking the Holy Spirit, and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, and the powers of the age to come. These are the gifts of the day of baptism and Myron. You know, anyone come to baptism, he will get the new life, he will get to have the Holy Spirit inside you, his heart, he will share in the communion in that day. So he is sharing the power of the age to come. He is now member of the kingdom of heaven. He is now a saint. So he was saying that if one was enlightened with these all gifts, and then he left everything and went back to the Jewish life, what can we do for him? That was the subject at that time. Again, I want to tell you one important issue, that baptism is our goal as an Orthodox preacher. We are not just aiming at they accept the idea of Christ. No, Christ is a person. They should know him, they should pray, they should love him, they should come to know him personally and enjoy reading the Gospels and starting their new life by repentance. And while going with them all these ways, lastly, we are aiming at giving them the whole power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ through baptism. So you have to think this way. As an Orthodox preacher, you are dreaming of baptizing everybody all over the world. This is the dream of any Orthodox preacher. Glory to God. Amen. Had a question? Yes. Yeah.
If it would come to 3 years, wouldn't you have a feeling that maybe the time dead
happened? Look, Habibi, he was asking, how about if he dies through the program of catechumens, if it is that long, up to 3 years maybe? So how come if he dies? Actually, it happened, not with me, but in the history of the church, kinds of persecution comes, and many of those who were catechumens were martyrs. So the church developed the idea of the martyrdom, the baptism through martyrdom. You understand the idea? Those who were not baptized yet, and then with their belief in Christ, they persecuted up to death. They died for Christ. The church considered their blood as their baptism. You understand the idea? So we cannot ignore the flexibility of our Lord in this. But we should teach them and make sure that they are up to the level of getting this sacrament. عشان الإنجيل قال لا تعطوا ضرركم للخنازير. If he is not really faithful to Christ and he is not really repenting, I cannot give him the sacrament. Okay? طبعا مش لازم توصل لكل ده يعني, ممكن 3 شهور, ممكن يعني دلوقتي مختلف according to the feedback يعني بتاعه. حد عنده سؤال تاني؟ Yes, please go. Yeah, okay. The idea of baptism is really far before Christ. Because you know, Saint John the Baptized, he was named the Baptized before even baptizing our Lord. So the idea of baptism is well known to the Jews, but it was only like sign of bathing away the sins, of trying to get better, but with the water. Okay, there have some tuqus بتاعت المية, زي عند المسلمين دلوقتي الوضوء بيتوضوا يعني. So the idea of baptism is very well known before our Lord, but Saint John the Baptist was clear in this, that I'm baptizing people just to help them to repent, but I don't have the power. Who will come after me will baptize them with the Holy Spirit, with the fire power. So I don't have this power. I'm just trying to declare that these people are trying to be better, are confessing their sins and trying to stop sinning. This is the idea of baptism before Christ, but it was there. After Christ, it's not just declaring the repentance or just a sign of trying to get the new life, it's the power of God inside the heart, power of conversion, power of changing the guy. Okay, that's why we call it sacrament. It's not sign of baptism, it's a sacrament. Understand? The immersion in water was clear in the journey of Moses with the people with him. You know, he was walking and like a wall of water from the right and the other from the left and the clouds over. So St. Paul was explaining this as being immersed in water, the cloud and the water from this side and the other side, so the water all around. And Amud al-Sahab, the cloud pillar, was walking in front of them. So this is the Holy Spirit and the water around, so they were all baptized on that day. And he used the term baptism in Corinthians chapter 10. St. Paul used baptism for Moses and the people. So this kind of immersion, the water was from all above around. تفضل أراد. No, this is not the explanation of the of. Okay, I'm telling you. When our Lord Jesus Christ was saying that the أسرار الملكوت مش للكل, اللهم أعطي لكم أن تعرفوا أسرار ملكوت السماوات, he meant that for now not all people will accept my teaching, but I should explain to you as disciples the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. So after the Holy Spirit, you can help the people to understand them. So our Lord was saying the parables before all the people around, but he was explaining specifically the specific meanings of each to the disciples, because they will be the teachers of the future. So he did not mean that I do not want others to accept kingdom of heaven. No, he meant for the time being, the knowledge of this, the kingdom of heaven, is not fully accepted by others. But for you as disciples, you are supposed to know them better. So you should understand so you can teach others afterwards. Look, I understand it simply as teacher and pupil. لما يكون تلميذ في فصل مش مفروض يفهم كل حاجة, إنما الأستاذ المدرس لازم بيبقى فاهم أكثر. فاهمين إزاي؟ فهو ما كانش بيقول كل حاجة للطلبة لأن الطلبة لسه على قدهم, إنما المدرسين لازم بيبقوا فاهمين الباك جراوند أكثر. واخد بالك؟ مش عشان الطلبة ما يفهموش, عشان بكرة هيفهموا أكثر, بس دلوقتي خلينا على قد الكلام البسيط اللي يقدروا يقبلوه. ده كان ببساطة المعنى, خليها عشان ده مش في الموضوع نتكلم فيها بعدين. مش فهم السؤال بتاع what is the formal version of Bible, what do you mean by the formal version, تقصد ايه الطبعة الانجليزي اللي احنا the New Testament was written formally or originally in Greek, the language of the Bible is Greek, the language of the Old Testament originally is Aramaic or Hebrew and were translated into the Greek, the Septuagint, and now the versions of the translations you mean by يعني, the English translation, we consider King James and New King James, and we accept many as far as we understand the theology properly. We can accept many versions. So you can choose the easiest, and وإحنا بنصلح لك هنقول لك أنت ماشي صح ولا لا. Why do we baptize children? Baptism is a gift, like the cross. The cross is a gift. God, where God died for us, and we were not yet there. So He gave us this gift of salvation, and baptism is another gift. So I cannot, you know, put the gift aside unless the guy understands the gift. Simply, لما بتجيب عيل صغير ساعات تحط له شهادة في البنك بألف جنيه, طب هو فهم حاجة؟ هو مش فهم حاجة, لسه عمره شهر. عملت كده ليه؟ عشان انت بتحبه, لما يكبر يستفيد من الشهادة. فما ينفعش تقول لما يفهم, لأن يفهم دي كلمة أساسا في الإيمان مش ضعيفة. ليه؟ الحقيقة احنا مش كلنا فاهمين زي بعض, وأغلبنا مش فاهم حاجة برضه. فعاوز أقول لو وقفتها على الفهم انت كده ضيعت الولد. فاهمين ازاي؟ هي جفت, هي مجرد هدية. another point, لما كان موسى واخد الناس مثلا و passing through the Red Sea, were there any children in the story? Definitely, they were like 500,000. واخدين بالكم؟ فdefinitely there were children. Did they teach them what is going around? Definitely no. كان في عيال صغيرة كثير, هم ما كانش حد فاهم حاجة. And most probably the kids enjoyed the story more than anybody, because they were happy seeing the water standing beside them and the fish looking at them. لكن الكبار كانوا خايفين. فأنا عاوز أقول ما ينفعش توقف النعمة على الفهم. عشان كده ربنا سأل لا تمنعوهم, لا تمنعوهم لمثل هؤلاء ملكوت السماوات. أنا لما أمنع عيل بحجة أنه مش فاهم أبقى عملت عكس اللي قاله ربنا. أنا مش همنعه, هديله المعمودية بس على إيمان الإشبين. أنا بدور على الشخص اللي هيقدر يسلمه الإيمان. ده بقى شرط هنا مهم. That the third requirement in case of a child, there should be the guy who is responsible for developing his faith and repentance after. فاهمين الفكرة؟ لكن طول ما هو عدلت هو مسؤول عن نفسه. شكرا. آخر تعليق عشان الوقت. معلش دي حاجات تسووها للكنيسة والرحمة ربنا. لما يكون طفل مات قبل ما يتعمد يعني شوفي خلاص راح السماء. معلش بس هو زي شهداء بيت لحم, أطفال بيت لحم, الكنيسة بتعتبرهم قديسين. واحد يقول لك طب هو ما كانش فاهم حاجة, ما فاهمش فاهم حاجة بس راح عشان خاطر ربنا يسوع. فاحنا الكنيسة معتبرهم شهداء, حاجة عظيمة جدا وعامله لهم عيد. Yeah. This is the main problem. I cannot baptize any child whose fathers are not believing in Christ, because who will teach him faith? I cannot put the gift in the hands of those who do not consider the gift. You understand?
They don't take the communion.
Do they stay all the time? It depends on the faith. Sometimes there is a family mixed up. For example, his aunt is a believer. We can bring her as an ishbin, وتبقى هي اللي تربيه وهي اللي تاخد بالها من الحتة دي. لكن لو كان العيلة كلها إيسيست مثلا فهو أساسا مش هيجيبوه يعمدوه. يلا بخير. اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بالشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات فتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك فكن مشيئتك كما في السماء. خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم. لا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير. المسيح حسن الحمد والسلام سلام الرب يكون معنا. تعيش وتخدم. The homework of this week, please read St. Matthew chapter 10 from verse 1 to 42nd to you in the whole chapter. St. Matthew chapter 10, identify the condition, the limits, the warnings of preaching, the conditions and the limits and the warnings of preaching. I mean, by the conditions, I mean the rules of preaching. You can write it the rules after. Now the principles of preaching. The limits, what to do and what not to do. Understand the limits of a preacher. You are not supposed to do so and so. Understand? And the warnings. Yani, there are some warnings in the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ concerning preaching. You can also review St. Mark chapter 6 and St. Luke chapter 9. The same ideas are given again in St. Mark and St. Luke. So the Matthew chapter 10 is the main model for preaching, and we will have some look on St. Mark 6 and St. Luke number 9. So you can add some ideas or just reviewing some ideas.